Leslie Munger is state comptroller. She joins us now, and we're big fans of Leslie Munger, before she actually loses her mind and has to be institutionalized because she agreed to take the comptroller's job. Good morning, Leslie. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, we appreciate it. We're glad you're still sane, at least for the moment.
It's challenging these days to be in state government. I'll say that.
Now, you made you made some news yesterday, but for all the right reasons. And if I understand the story correctly, what we expected might happen is going to happen. You only have so much money. You got to pay the bills. You got to decide where the money's going to go. That's your job. That's what the people elected you to do. And guess what? You can't pay the people that are causing the problems now, can you?
Well, we have such a backlog of bills. We currently have about $7.7 billion in bills right now in the state. And this is in our highest revenue month. We're bringing in income taxes. So we usually start to pay down this stack, and it's still huge. And I've traveled all around the state for the past many months, and I just keep hearing over and over again the hardship that we're causing by not having a budget in place so we cannot pay people. And I keep thinking it's just wrong that I'm getting paid, that the legislature's getting paid on time. We're all getting paid on time, and yet we can't pay the people who fund us, who we're supposed to serve on time. And so I think it's really fairest if we just run the, you know, pay in line, and that's what I decided to do.
So at what point does the court challenge hit you? Today?
Oh, probably, except that I really spent a lot of time. This idea came to me a couple of weeks ago. And really as a result of, again, building over time, trying to think of a potential solution or a help. And we spent a lot of time with our lawyers. And really, fundamentally, I'm required to run the payroll, and I will be running the payroll on time as we pay other bills due on April 30th. But then those bills all go in a big pile waiting to be paid. And right now, our backlog is $7.7 billion. We're about 2 months behind in making those payments, and we'll all wait in line. And when those bills come up for payment, the April 30th bills, we'll all receive our pay then.
Love that. Love that. So basically what happens is the state legislators who can't get a budget done, and this is unfortunate because we want Leslie to get paid, but the state legislators who can't get a budget done now have to be treated the same way the vendors of the state do and the people that are most negatively impacted by this, the same way they're being treated. You'll get paid when you get paid. We're doing the best we can. You're now in line with everybody else. I love that you can pull this off. I hope the legal challenges don't get in the way.
Well, I hope so, too. I really feel like it's just fundamentally fair. It's not right for us to pull up our payments and jump those in line who have been waiting longer than we
have. Exactly right.
When we are the ones responsible and really control the solution for the mess that we're in. And so I think if we're all in it together, we'll all work together to get a solution.
I will vote for this woman, whatever she runs for going forward. I don't care what we run for. If you're running down the street, I'll vote for you. I'll vote for you, whatever you're doing.
Thank you. Well, it's as I said, there's a limit to what I can do as the comptroller. You know, I don't get to vote, and I can't make them all get in a room and lock the door and not leave until they get a solution. But I do have the ability to prioritize payments, and I have prioritized payments for nonprofits all throughout the year, those social service organizations serving those most in need who have been desperate to get funds. But we have, you know, we can't pay our universities. We cannot pay medical care providers. Those who serve a lot of state employees have not been paid for years because of this backlog.
That's just incredible.
And so, you know, people will say, well, why are you taking this action now? You could have done it sooner. I could have done it sooner, but, you know, honestly, we navigate the law. This has really just been building, and I thought, it's just not right. It's not fair, and it took me a while to figure out how I could do this legally, because really I'm bound under the Constitution what I can legally do in my job.
Yeah, Governor Quinn tried this a while ago, and I saluted Governor Quinn when he did it as well, but Governor Quinn did not do the legal gauntlet running, I suppose, that had to be done in the process, and it was shot down. So, listen, we need an update from you maybe midweek as time allows on your schedule, but I love that you're doing this, and thank you for serving the state.
Thanks very much for having me on this morning. I appreciate it.
All right. There you go, Leslie Munger.